For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Let's go, baby. One more time for the new week. Yeah, we're in the beautiful textures. We welcome you in here to the Monday, April 21st edition.
It's warming up.
Yeah.
It's warming up. Now, yeah. It's going to be a little bit of dip. Meteorologist Kenny Caraway here, which is going to be a little dip as the week goes along, but it will go back up again starting on Sunday.
Well, you heard Kenny. It will go back up. This weather report brought to you by Blue Chew. We welcome you in here to the Monday, April 21st edition of Dealing with KC. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover.
Well.
Oh, yeah. We have to redo all of this?
Well, for now.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
We got to get that new one in there, and we are live.
From the worst slums of Sacramento.
Well.
Sacramento has a champion.
Sacramento does have a champion. Yeah. Jacob Fatu.
Big ups. Whoop.
Yeah, well.
I asked the question on Twitter.
That was too hot takey.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I think it's booming still. I just don't think it's for maybe us anymore.
What was the?
I didn't even ask a question.
Yeah, I saw. I was like, oh, I get it.
It was a little hot take.
Yeah.
Nobody saw the follow ups.
Would you?
I did. I always see the follow ups.
Yeah.
Would you ask? Is wrestling dead?
I said wrestling might be dead. Period.
Oh, yeah,
not even question
on.
Mark.
Yeah, that's a lie.
Now, that's Jesse's right. I said, you know, it's different. It's not for us anymore. And like I said later, they're making money hand over fist. So it's. It's a business first.
It's always
so fine.
It's always right. Tough when you have your biggest event of the year, and by all appearances, it's just awful.
Mm. Yeah, it sucks when one of the biggest stars don't show up.
Well, it sucks that he has to still be one of the biggest stars.
It sucks.
I don't think he does. He keeps inserting himself into the picture. It's either stick around or go home, bro.
I will never leave again.
Was lied to twice, actually. Got that speech.
Boy, why do you twice. Keep letting The Rock hurt you? Why do you let Dwayne hurt
was it
you?
Just
like
The Rock?
Wait a minute. Who was the other star that didn't show up?
Oh, well.
We had a work meeting once.
They didn't show up either.
Huh?
They didn't show up.
We had a work either. Meeting once and seemed like things were about to change.
Oh, man. But yeah,
Jesse didn't take WrestleMania well.
I don't think,
it was whatever.
It was whack. It was wild.
Like, Dom winning was cool. Like, I was looking forward to that.
That was a good look.
We'll talk about
Cena's. Yeah, we'll talk about later, I guess.
Yeah, we'll talk about. Yeah, Cena stuff was trash. Mm. I felt like WrestleMania was used to build to John Cena's appearance on the Pat McAfee show.
Did you see him on there?
Was talking crazy today, no. too.
Was he John?
I don't just you see the, I just saw a clip. I didn't see the whole thing.
Uh-huh. Well, I saw a clip. I don't know if we get into it yet.
Yeah, we'll just wait because right. I don't know if it's wrestling. I don't know if it's real. Like, he's doing a good job with that,
Okay.
It's, man, get your boy, man. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
The fact that Leezy has to ask, who's the guy Randy Orton fought?
Hey, that pissed me off. Sad.
Like, I'm sorry. I'm supposed to put validation into TNA?
Oh. Little plastic ass TNA championship.
I didn't know where that guy came from. I had no idea.
I was like, all right, well, the last time they did this, Cody came back. So, like, what is it? Maybe it's Ricky.
I would have rather you throw Michael Cole out there.
Michael Cole.
Want to know at WrestleMania.
Oh, and then, okay, no, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it.
I don't know why we just didn't write WrestleMania into the top of the show. We knew this was going to happen. Warriors, T-Wolves, Knicks, Nuggets, Thunder, Celtics, Cavs, Pacers all grab game one victories. We'll start with the Golden State Warriors, man. That game, everything you thought it would be?
Yeah,
95-85?
Yeah. And it is. And, all right, man, like, I had another tweet, man. Like, look, just relax.
We were busy this weekend.
Just relax. I tip my hat to the Warriors. That was a tough win. That was a gutty performance. That was a champion. Not that they're I don't think they'll win a championship this year, but the championship pedigree that they have.
Yeah.
That's what that win was last night. That was good stuff by them. Good stuff.
I'm not going back on anything I said about the Rockets winning the series yet, but that game concerned me a little bit.
Really? Yeah. It did.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I'm going to stick with the courage of my convictions.
I completely expected you two to take a different stance.
Well, we're almost there.
Particularly, no. I don't mean in changing your opinion. Uh-huh. I mean in your reaction to that game. More Casey and less Jesse. I thought for sure you would say, they can't maintain that. Because that was my, this was a fight. Do they have seven fights in them?
Well, they can maintain it if the Rockets are scoring 30 points in three quarters.
Well, Rockets were like football players trying to play pickup yesterday.
That was awful.
Why wasn't that ever a concern for you guys, though?
I didn't think it'd be that bad.
Yeah, well, I know. That's kind of extreme, but the Warriors are a good defensive
team.
They are, for sure.
But I thought the Rockets would be able to figure – and as the game went along, they did figure some things out. But that second quarter and most of that third quarter, that was rough.
Mm.
That was rough. And the reason why,
13 points in the second quarter for Houston.
Jesus goodness gracious.
29-13 in that quarter.
And the reason why I'm not like, it's a one-off, like it won't happen. It might happen again with those guys.
Yeah.
If Jalen Green don't show up, if Jalen Green isn't around, again – it happened all over again.
I feel like this is a manipulation of words, but is it more about what Golden State did or is it more about what Houston didn't do?
I don't want to shade Golden State because they did really well on the defensive end. And that's lost in all the championships and Steph Curry and all this other stuff. They've always played good defense, led by your boy. 23 is a hell of a defender and a hell of a quarterback for the defense. So they had something to do with it for sure. But it's kind of what we talk about with the Kings sometimes. Van Fleet has some wide open looks. And what was he, like 3 of 17 or something like that? He had some wide open looks. And just gonna, and he was 3 of 17 where he hit the first one. So he was like 2 of his next 15 or something like that. So I would like to think with somebody like Fred Van Fleet, if he gets those looks again, he'll knock them down at a higher rate, but I don't know. And whatever they got going on with Jalen Green and what they're doing to him, that could be a tribute to the defense, the team, and the scheme that they have on him. Because it was his first playoff game, so I'll stall him out just a little bit. But he's gonna have to catch up. He's gonna have to catch up.
Yeah, it's a hell of a first when you talk about matchups. What's the boxing line? Fights styles make matchups. Styles make fights. This is a this for a young Rockets team, for, you know, the team on the come up, I'm not sure that there's a worse first round matchup than the Golden State Warriors. Because you have a team to a degree that is capable of doing what you do on the defensive end. They're capable of being as nasty and gritty as you are with guys like Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green. The difference is, and this will always be the case for me, it's as great as Jimmy has been the last couple of games. If you got Steph, I just can't look past that. Yeah. You might have talent on the offensive end. You don't have him. Mm-hmm. He is... Steph is one of a kind. Like, he really is. And now you've got Jimmy playing the way that he is. I don't think there could be a worse first-round matchup for Houston.
I hear you on that.
After the season they had.
I hear you. And one of the things that I think about with the Warriors-Rockets things on the flip side, RIP, early today.
It's too bad what happened to flip side. Just minding his own business.
As to why the Rockets might... I haven't given up on them.
Mm-hmm.
Is even with Golden State playing defense the way they do,
mm-hmm.
I still think that score, that pace, at the very least, gives the Rockets a chance. Because
95-85
yeah,
type pace.
Because they're
under 100.
I always feel like that's more so that game and that, their game. And that's no disrespect to the Warriors' defense. But we saw it last night. As long as the Warriors can't, like, get into the 120s,
mm-hmm.
Houston won't let them run away. We mm-hmm. saw, like, as bad as it was, because of the pace and the way the game went, mm-hmm. Houston was able to crawl back into that game late mm-hmm. into the game.
Yeah.
And if it stays there, worst case, they're going to have a shot. They may flourish sometimes because maybe they're hitting shots or whatever. But worst case, they're always going to have a shot. That, just as crazy as the 34 points, I think it was, at the halftime, was the 47 mm-hmm. from the Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, damn. I was out working with Reese, and from where I could see in the backyard, I could see the screen. So I had my eye on it. And I leaned back and I checked the score. It's at 47-34, and somebody shot it at the end of the half, right? And I'm looking like, oh, 40, damn, Warriors turned up at the end of the quarter. I thought the game started at 6:30. It's about, that's a long first quarter. That ain't the first quarter, is it? It should be halftime. I was like, Jesus.
Man, it's the third quarter, and Travis Scott is still walking down the aisle. Oh, okay.
Oh, man. So, yeah, that,
actually,
I'm looking forward to that series.
Reports from Vegas, Travis Scott is still, in fact, walking down the aisle. He has not made his entrance at WrestleMania yet.
Oh, man.
I hear you in the sense that a game under 100, the Rockets will be in. But, man, Steph Curry.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, he shot the – there was no
– what did he shoot out of the ball?
Shot the piss out of the ball. Oh,
great.
That's what KD taught us. Oh. You know what I mean? That's what he taught us.
De'Aaron started echoing. Great.
But one of the things about the Rockets was like, hey, you got all these guys that'll, you know, hamper him a little mm-hmm. bit. He wasn't hampered.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Last night.
Mm-mm.
Not at all.
Mm-mm.
And if he's not hampered, all right, whatever. Like, it's cool, you got your little Dylan Brooks, your little Amen Thompson, all that's good. But if you can't slow him down, and then you get other guys, Pods made some good plays. Like, the others made some plays last night. A couple of the others made some plays. And if that's going on, it's going to be tough for the Rockets.
I wonder, you got me. Oh, I'm not going to be able to do it. What if I hit? Okay. Holy crap. Oh, I got a.
You got a bar?
No, I got a. Okay, I got to be doing something wrong. We'll come back. I'm trying to look up a stat. Oh, I don't know that there's any way I can do it. Okay, we're going to come back. You said something there with Houston that got me thinking. I'm going to see if I could look this stat up. We'll come back. We'll look at the rest of the NBA as well. The NFL draft is coming up this week. Of course, we'll talk Kings basketball. We're thrilled that you're here with us. It's Thilo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. All right, I'm no Will Z, but I think I found out an interesting Rockets number. Mm. Give me a little grace here, because I was literally just trying to count this up during the commercial break, because we were talking about the Rockets, like more so the Warriors' ability to score. If the game stays under 100. That probably benefits the Rockets. It keeps them in the game, even in a game where they have a horrible quarter like they did yesterday. Mm. They've gotten to 119-plus 29 times.
Damn.
More than you thought?
Yeah.
25-4.
Wow. That's a lot of points. Like 120?
That was it. Yeah, 29.
That's a lot of times.
Wow. Yeah, that was more than I expected. I expected they peaked at 148. Of course, this was a few days ago against the Suns, so I don't know if that really counts or not. But
G League.
Yeah, I mean, their record, and I stopped at 119, but didn't have to. Like, you can make the, like, man, you go down to 116. And you're adding two more losses and like seven more victories.
Wow. Goodness gracious.
Now, this is a 52-win basketball team. Like, this is obviously a good basketball team that's capable of scoring points. Yeah. The whole point in all of this, I'm with you in the idea that this stays below 100. The Rockets probably feel good because they know they're within striking distance. The difference is I think the Warriors are a good – I know the Warriors are a good defensive team. And if they can keep them from putting up points like that, that might be what – it could be a situation where both teams are like, let's keep the game at like 101 to 105. Mm-hmm. And both teams feel exactly what you just said about the Rockets. Both teams might feel like, we do that, we got Steph. We're gonna beat them. They might say, well, we got enough to stop Steph for – You stop guarding Steph for 48 minutes and you start thinking about stopping him for two. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you've got a game within, you know, striking distance. And I don't know. Ime might just say kill everybody. I don't know.
He may gonna go out there himself.
He might. Look, if y'all don't get the stop, I'll get it.
And that's – I look at the Rockets POV and they probably aren't concerned. They're probably like, man, we had a bad shooting night. First playoff game for a lot of those guys. We'll be better offensively, but that defensive performance is enough for us to get the W. And even though they didn't score 30 in any quarter, they might be chalking it up as, hey, man, that second quarter was just unbelievably anemic. We're not going to do that again. Like, if I'm Ime, I'm saying that second quarter won't happen again. You guys won't score 13 points again. It'll be more – it may not be 40, but it may be closer to 27 points. And if we eliminate that and continue to play defense the way we did for the majority of that game, because even though the Warriors had a run and they took the lead, they were up 13, they only scored 29 in that quarter themselves. Mm-hmm. They didn't have a 30-point quarter.
Right.
So if I'm Ime, I'm like, just keep doing what you're doing. If the shots fall, we'll be perfectly fine. Do what you do on the defensive end. Now, it's easier said than done, like you've mentioned, because the Warriors play defense too. And they're not going to let just Jalen Green feel free and do all this other stuff. So I'm still going with Rockets.
Well, don't change your pick after one game.
Still going with Rockets and six. Yeah. But the offensive concerns came to light last night.
For the Rockets. Well, I feel like if you're a Warriors fan, you probably have some concerns too. I don't know if that. I don't. Again, we're talking a series now. We're not talking one offs. That was a kind of a chill performance from the bench. I don't know that you can go that chill.
Yeah, they didn't get.
And Jimmy
anything.
Talking about Buddy during press conferences.
Whew. So hey, look, man, if I'm Buddy, bro. Hey, y'all gonna stop playing with my name, bro?
I don't know. At this point, like the whole league is talking about you. Like, you figure it out, buddy.
I'm not laughing and joking with you no more. If I'm Buddy Hill, like,
they
stop.
Really do treat Buddy like he's the village idiot.
Hey, y'all stop playing with my name. This is Steve. Stop laughing. Steph, stop laughing. This ain't cute. Stop playing with me.
Like, we can go team to team. Trista Crick has talked about him before. Like, everyone talks about Buddy Hill. They all say the same thing.
In real time, Jim Park had a I really hate Steve Kerr tweet. Like, it was, I think when the run was happening, it got down to three or whatever. They had some expletives, but it was like, I hate Steve Kerr. I effing hate Steve Kerr, like, for real.
Oh, my God.
Something like that.
Oh, I love this. His podcast, Steve Kerr and Jimmy Butler's Heroics, overcame Steve Kerr's sabotaging rotations and combinations to beat a Rockets team that didn't even come ready offensively. Let's see. Yeah,
Jim Park was not confident during that Rockets run. What it ended up being, I think at one point it was like, wasn't it like 27-3 or something like that?
The run?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be exhausting being that kind of fan. When do you think the last time Jim Park was happy?
He
never.
Oh, man. As
long, and all the championships have been with Steve Kerr. So
you're just watching every Warriors getting pissed off?
Here we are. A sigh of relief from Jim Park.
It's not even happiness.
A sigh of relief. Incredible game by Curry. Great game by Butler. Steve Kerr nearly threw the game with senseless tiny lineups and blew a 23-point lead in the playoffs. Completely unacceptable. Thank you, Ime Udoka, for sitting Steven Adams.
Not even thanking his coach. Thanks to the other coach.
Steve Kerr is a sick individual.
Relax. Okay, that's enough.
Curry and Butler
crazy.
Are putting on an incredible performance, and all Kerr has done is sabotage them with rotations so dumb I don't know how the entire world isn't questioning it. What are y'all watching?
Yo, this guy's got a way with words, man.
Calling Steve sick is like hilarious.
Oh, I ain't gonna lie. Oh man, hey man, we might have to get Jim on the show.
I'm so glad you said it out loud.
We might have to get Jim on the show, boy. And I think we might have to wait till after.
Oh, I got the tweet. Yes, the tweet is, I effing hate Steve Kerr, man. Seriously, F this guy.
Yeah, that's real hate right there. That's what he said. That's Brett versus Sean level hate. Guy.
Man. He. Oh, wow. Man. He even threw the R word out there.
Oh, my
wow.
God. Jim is. I got to talk to this guy.
He
man.
Tweets a lot during games.
I got to talk to this guy.
He's got a blue check mark?
He does.
Let me guess.
I wonder how much money he makes off of this.
And he's got, 17,000 subscribers or something, or views?
YouTube's popping, yeah.
He's got 29,000 followers?
On
Twitter?
No, 12.
Oh, he's only got 12.
I wonder 12. If his YouTube money goes to someone in Philadelphia, too.
Well, isn't that where it all goes?
That's what they tell us.
He's got 11,400 subscribers.
Bruh. Come on, man.
Your boy.
What if we started hate watching the Kings?
Nah. Your boy.
Make a lot more sense if we did it too.
11,000. My man on this video that he posted 12 hours ago.
Yeah.
Has 15,000 views.
Come on, man. What the hell? What the hell?
No, I'm just going to ask everybody to think for a second. Think about the number of people watching his show and the number of people subscribing to his channel. I want everybody to think.
You hit me to this years ago.
Yep. Think. Process what's happening. Shout out to my man. Jim is absolutely going to be on this show the next time the Warriors lose. I love this guy. Jim. I don't know if Uncle Loon's in here. Drew Down's got to be in here. How do y'all feel about this guy?
No, Drew Down hates him.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Drew
seems
Down
like
hates
the,
him?
Seems like the actual Warrior fans hate this guy.
Well, okay. That makes sense.
Well, I was going to say there's 11,000 that don't, but maybe not.
Well, they could be. Well, I have to. I didn't. I said I would, and I didn't. I have to watch this guy's video.
What J-Bot. That's what we're going to call him. J-Bot.
Oh, man. That boy Jim is cooking.
Ooh. I thought about something over the weekend.
Okay.
Work with me here.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm hating. Maybe I'm on to something.
Okay.
Probably going to be hate. We'll see.
Probably. It's almost always hate when you do this.
What time the Warriors play? Late yesterday?
6:30?
Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday.
When they play the Kings, what time they play?
12:30? Or?
That was. I'll put it to you like this.
Mm-hmm.
On Saturday, this past Saturday,
mm-hmm.
Who was the primetime game?
It wasn't Lakers, Timberwolves.
It was?
It was a prime?
Yeah. And primetime.
Mm-hmm.
Primetime, Saturday night. No, yeah. The broadcasting team.
Game didn't go the way I thought.
Well,
but yeah.
We'll talk about that.
I don't want to.
When they played the Kings,
mm-hmm.
They were in that slot.
Mm-hmm.
Boston was in the playoffs. The mm-hmm. Lakers were in the playoffs. I think if I got this right, the Knicks were in the playoffs.
Yeah.
At the time. Sounds all right. The big wigs.
Yep.
But when the Kings were there,
yeah,
they got that primetime slot. When the Kings aren't there. Now, I'm not saying Warriors aren't who they are.
I don't want to. You're cooking. I don't want to.
I'm just asking questions.
I don't want to throw any cold water on this.
Uh-huh.
Isn't the difference they couldn't play on Saturday?
Why?
Both were playoff teams. No, yeah. The Warriors had a playing game, didn't they?
The Warriors had a playing game on.
Well, I guess
Tuesday.
It could have been Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah, I guess it could have been.
Yeah, they could have played on Saturday if they were like that.
You saying they got the Jazz Nuggets game?
But
version
they couldn't
of the playoffs?
Have because you have to book it in advance. No,
you
have to plan for.
Yes, true. But,
like you, fair.
No, yeah. I'm just.
But, I mean.
Yeah, F the Rockets because the Kings weren't there.
They could have. Look, if number one, no disrespect to these guys.
Mm-hmm.
They were on TNT, though.
Hmm.
You could have easily had.
It's a good point.
Celtics Magic at 10 a.m. here.
Whoa.
Kings.
Well, you could have. No one
Kings,
gave a damn.
Or excuse me, Rockets Warriors Sunday ABC.
Mm.
But they was like, man, why?
So what you're saying is Steph is not a draw, it's really about the Kings.
He's not the ultimate needle mover. He's not.
Domantas Sabonis is.
He is.
Yeah. He is GM in Brooklyn. Now trade for him and give us his two first-round picks.
That's right. What do you mean GM in Brooklyn? That is the esteemed Sean Marks. I've always said Sean Marks is a terrific general manager. He is great at what he does.
He is.
A lot like very KC bright. Feels about Ty Lue. Like, he's never disrespected Ty Lue.
Never once.
That's a fact.
On this show.
Like, don't even bring that up, because you know Ty Lue been my boy from day one. Stop playing. And John Paul says primetime is the 12:30 game. No, it's not. Primetime is that 5 p.m. game. That's why the Lakers were there.
What was the 12:30 spot? Was that
Clippers Nuggets.
That was a great game.
It was a great game. I can't wait for that series to keep going tonight.
Yeah, that was a terrific game.
Yeah. But I'm just saying. Now, in all seriousness, I do believe that. Oh, my bad.
Sorry.
I do believe that the drought in the first game in 17 years played a role into it. Like, for instance, if it was Kings Warriors this year, I don't think it'd be the 5 p.m. Saturday slot.
Well, it was in Sacramento, too.
Right.
I'm sure there's
right. I don't think it would be that. But they got the A-team. Yeah, they got the A-team. He should be A. But was it Mark or was it? I think it was Mark. It was Mark and Doris. So Mike Breen and them were somewhere else.
Mark and Doris.
Mike Doris was with the Celtics game, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about for that Kings-Warriors game.
It
was Mark and Doris. So you didn't get the one team, I guess, because Mike Green was somewhere else.
Okay.
But, yeah.
That's our one team.
It's Mark Jones.
Yeah.
Mark Jones was on the call Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that was the one team when it come down to it. Yeah. I'm just saying, Warriors, you know.
Ain't nothing. No one watches them. No. They're here for the Kings.
It's for the Kings, man. Come on, man. Stop playing.
That's right. And now, it's like J.J. Redick said, the league was slanting towards Sacramento.
JJ was tight.
I love that Legends got the sushi like audio. They got the Legends got the DeMar DeRozan video.
I saw that. They had the subtitles for it.
Oh yeah. Let me get my phone. I'm like, nah, man. You gonna get your phone,
yeah,
bro.
You got what you got.
Sometimes you need your ass beat.
Little fella, what's wrong with you?
They say clout is a hell of a drug.
I don't know, man. Lance's video is pretty funny.
I missed it.
Oh, it's very good. You can't do that and leave in a ambulance.
That's true, because like has anyone brought up like he left? He got like beat up, and he's getting a $3,000 ambulance bill now.
Yeah.
Like now you got to pay for that.
You
got to
pay for that. You got to pay for that. That ain't DeMar's fault at all.
By the way, don't ever call an ambulance for me. Storm me in the car and drive me there. It's too expensive.
That man said, you're my hero.
Bro, why would you do that? Why would you put a phone in somebody's face like
hey,
that?
Just
with the flashlight on.
Justice for DeMar 10 times out of 10. Don't do that. Imagine you sitting there minding your own business. Some jackass sticks his phone in your face, full you spotlight on.
You lost your mind.
He's your hero. Bro, that dude from Compton. You don't do that. Don't do that.
Got sent away in an ambulance. I don't even know if it.
That makes me want to have DeMar DeRozan in Sacramento forever.
I can't imagine what he did that required an ambulance.
His feelings were hurt.
Come on. Do better. Or don't, and just get your phone tossed on the floor again.
Get your ass whooped by your other hero. Just get your ass whooped by your other hero. We mentioned that Clippers Nuggets series.
Ooh.
That was a great game. I wanted. Okay. First of all, shout out to your boy James Harden.
Played well.
Epic performance from James Harden in game one. Really good performance from James. I want the Clippers to win the series.
You do.
Yeah.
I'm surprised to hear that based, you know.
Well,
you know, and who's on their right side.
Then I realized, actually, I don't know if I do. Because my man, I think this is why Russell Westbrook will be my favorite player ever, forever. He is such an array of emotions. My man hits that three, and it's like, okay, okay, let's go.
I'd be so pissed if I was a Clippers.
Let's go. Then Clippers tie it. Then the ball winds up back in Russ's hands as the clock is expiring.
Oh, man.
And he can't get it. He's trying to get the ball back to Jokic. He can't get a shot off. And then he gets the deflection at the other end, at the end of overtime.
Yeah.
That winds up sealing things for the Nuggets.
Well, how about him attacking the basket with 15 on the shot clock?
And I, even I was like, no, hey! Like, it looked like he, bro, were you going to dunk? Like, what were you doing? And then the ball just kind of goes. It's like,
luckily,
oh
Aaron
God,
Gordon
Russ.
Is there.
Yeah, Aaron Gordon right there.
Aaron Gordon might need it.
Is anybody?
I ain't going to laugh at this, man.
Anybody got an explanation as to what happened to Aaron Gordon? Like, Aaron Gordon was absolutely in a bar fight, right? Like, he was in a fight with somebody.
I don't know what happened. I don't know how we got there. But, yeah, it looked like what's the story? He was with some Marines in Syracuse.
Oh, man. Treated him like Shawn Michaels. He's going to have to forfeit the title.
But, I mean, big-time rebound there for Aaron Gordon. I was
if that's what you want to call that. It's just a retrieval of the ball. And I love my dude, but I was like, oh, Russ. You make it easy on the haters sometimes.
I was going for the Clippers, and I am going for the Clippers. I picked them to win. I don't have no problem with the Clippers. Like, they're cool.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see them do well. And I'm watching that game going for the Clippers, and Russ gets that corner three.
Mm-hmm.
I said, all right, hey, that's we'll live.
Mm-hmm.
We'll live.
Mm-hmm.
And just splash. I said, oh, my gosh, are you for real? Are you for real? He just made some big-time plays out there, man. And then, like you said, in the same breath,
he
made some that scratch your head.
Yeah, but in the end, he got that deflection. He got the ball to go off James. And
Clippers, this is why the playoffs are great, because – everything matters and every game can tell a story.
Mm-hmm.
The Clippers, it's not unreasonable. We've seen enough playoff basketball where the Clippers could look at that game as that's why we lost the series if they lose. Like, everything changes if we take care of business, complete that game the way we were supposed to. Now, you don't know what might happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's why I love the playoffs, man, because every game is so critical, so critical. You can't look at game one and be like, you know, we should have had him, but we let it go. It'll be all right. Like, it's good. Like, no, you got to think like, damn. All right, we've got to respond, because we might have just let go of control of this series, gave them life.
Yeah.
And it's so fascinating to see how these teams respond tonight to game two.
Yeah, Detroit in New York tonight, Clippers in Denver tonight. The formula for Denver going deep into the playoffs was laid out last night. You need those types of performances this one wasn't yesterday. This one was Saturday, I think. Essentially, your big three.
Yeah.
Jokic, Jamal, and Aaron Gordon, and then Russell Westbrook leading that bench. That's the formula, because you're going to get what you get from Christian Brown. That's always going to be serviceable for you. Michael Porter Jr. is a wild card. If he's striking in the teens, you're probably in trouble.
He was a joker last night. No pun intended.
He wasn't, or he was.
3 points, 1 of 4 from the field. Or excuse me, on Saturday afternoon. So yeah, you're right.
Do they say the same thing about him on Altitude Radio that we say about
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Dude, that's phenomenal knowledge.
That we say about, that's what it's called, right?
Yeah.
That it's every time you mention Michael Porter Jr., you mention his contract.
Probably.
Is that how it works with him?
Probably.
He has to be one of those guys, right? Because he's so severely, question mark, underperforming that contract.
Let me see. I guess I got Michael Porter right here.
I mean, he's at 18 on the season.
18-7 is pretty good. I didn't think the numbers were that high, to be honest with you.
I didn't think they were either.
I didn't think they were that high. But, I mean...
But, I mean, his numbers are, those are Domas numbers. No?
Damn. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We know how much everybody hates Domas.
And everybody would look at, no shade to Domas, but everybody would look at Michael Porter Jr. as being the fourth best player on that team.
Mm-hmm. 35.8 this year, 38 next year, 40. When he's 28 years old in the 26-27 season, and then he becomes an unrestricted free agent.
Mm. Yeah, he's cheaper than Domas. And Domas is a better player, so he deserves to make a little bit more money.
I would think he's extension. If he's with 2 years left, he's probably extension eligible this year. But I can't imagine Denver would even entertain signing him to an extension.
No, heck no. I think they're going to try and move him.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, you know how I feel.
Well, how you feel?
Move the other guy.
Oh, well, come on now. You see what he did in the playoffs. Them lights turned on.
He did. Yep, he did.
That's his thing. That's his thing.
I mean, he scored 21 on 20.
I want to see a little better ratio, a little better percentage, but he's a threat.
We'll see.
I didn't know he had nine rebounds.
I'm excited for this. 9-7. I'm excited for this game, too, tonight. I'm glad it's a 7 o'clock start, too, to get us time to settle in.
Is
and watch
this your
this one.
Favorite series?
Yes.
I think it's mine, too.
Yeah. It is.
Some really good first round series.
I wanted more from. Now it could change, obviously. I wanted a little more from that first Bucks Pacers game, but.
Well, that was another tweet I had.
Oh no, God! You were busy this weekend on Twitter.
I'll talk about it when we come back, and I'll see what you think about it.
All right, we'll look at the rest of these NBA games. We mentioned this Bucks-Pacers series could change. Of course, that's because Dame Lillard might be back. Didn't stop him from getting on the floor and barking at Tyrese Halliburton, though. We've got that ahead. Plus, who has the most trade value on the Sacramento Kings? That's all coming up here. Steelo and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Yeah, we were talking about these different games going on this weekend. The one that nobody cared about was the Oklahoma City-Memphis game. My mom was over Thanksgiving morning. We're hiding Easter eggs, doing the Easter egg hunt. She goes, but you need to sit down and watch this? And glanced at the screen. Nope. Sure don't.
I got a couple of questions. First of all, how'd the Easter egg hunt go? Did you plant the eggs at 4 a.m.?
No, we didn't. The Easter egg hunt went great. Okay. It was my first one. It was fantastic.
We got 450 eggs left.
No, I heard there's still eggs back there. If you go back to his backyard, you can still find some.
So that is possible. So we did have a really sad moment, like after the egg hunt was done. So you and I, when Katie revealed I had purchased 500 plastic Easter eggs rather than 50.
It's a shoot.
It was like, well, we'll just send them back, right? It's not that big of a deal. We'll send it back. We got to go to Target the next day. It's fine. So I was like, hey, I text her when she like, all right, haha, it was funny. Hey, we'll just send them back and we'll pick up eggs tomorrow. We'll pack them up and you know we have time. We'll be fine. I get a picture back in a too late. She had already ripped them open and was putting the candy in them and all of the different treats in them. So I was like, all right. Then there's the reality that 500 doesn't actually diminish.
That's true. You find the
egg, open it, take what's in it out.
Reuse it again.
Reuse it. Now, counting that and what the grandmas did, the number's probably closer to 570 that we had.
You had like the greatest Easter of all time.
No, can I tell you the...
For a child.
70.
There's kids probably still looking for Easter eggs right now.
Can I tell you the best part when you tie in our Friday show to the weekend? It's Friday, we're spending 35 minutes talking about this turkey that is terrorizing us.
It's his house.
I swear to God, I go to Walk Sprout at 7 a.m. Saturday morning, open the door, and what is directly in front of me?
It's looking for his egg.
Right at the end of our driveway.
I would walk back inside.
Yeah. It's that goddamn turkey.
Yeah.
It's looking for its kid.
The egg was broken, Jesse.
The turkey doesn't know that.
Well, the
How
egg,
do they not know it? Yeah, they broke
did it.
Yeah, the turkey does not know, like, hey, I should not drop this egg on this concrete
so
right here.
So I have to be, they should know that. I did have a moment of, like, sympathy, though, where I was like, is this bird in distress?
Compassionate, D-Lo.
And then the neighbor comes over. This is my favorite part of this whole turkey story because I didn't know this. The neighbor comes over. He's like, hey, sorry, man, this is kind of a weird one, but is this yours? And he hands me this little... top. So if you have an umbrella stand in your pool, you cover it when you're not using it.
Okay.
So he brought over the cover to our umbrella stand that it hadn't been off for more than a couple days.
Okay.
And he goes, this was floating in my pool. And I'm like, I don't have a good explanation. So everybody gets home and the girls
are
the 11-year-old is there and the 4-year-old is there. And I'm like, hey, have you guys seen this before? And Audrey's looking at it. She's like, no. And Morgan, she'll lie through her teeth. But I'm like, there's no way the 4-year-old took this and chucked it far enough to go over two fences. Damn. And land in the neighbor's pool.
Not get her contract.
Katie's watching me do all of this. Finally, she goes, well, I have another explanation as to how it got over there. I was like, well, the only other one that I can think of is the turkey picked it up and ran away with it. She goes, I threw it at the turkey.
Oh.
So she let me go through this whole spiel with both kids when she was the one who picked it up.
She was the culprit.
And threw it at the turkey. That was on the fence.
Now, wait a minute. How did it get two houses down?
She chucked it at the turkey who jumped onto the fence, the brand new fence that Scott built.
Yeah.
She's got an arm. Threw. Missed. Flew over the turkey's head, over the fence, into the pool.
Now playing center field for Odyssey, Katie.
Get her on the softball get her on team.
No, Katie was a softball player.
So get her on the squad.
So, yeah.
Oh, man.
Other than that, Easter was great.
That sounds like an eventful ass Easter.
Yeah, there was a lot going
on. Well, it was the turkey. It was.
What did you do with the egg?
This
is all alleged because I don't know if there's a Sprite way to dispose of it, so.
Yeah.
So, to be clear, we didn't know this on Friday. Egg became plural.
No.
There was a second one.
No.
We looked everywhere for a nest or for something. Uh-huh. It was nothing. I do not know how they were disposed of, but when I returned home, they weren't there. So
That's the right way to do it, to be honest.
I don't know where Luca Brasi came and got them, and they're sleeping with the fishes, I guess.
Oh, the egg wearing cement boots.
Yeah, damn. Pretty much.
Well, I hope she doesn't hold a grudge. I'm talking about
the turkey came back. It was there, front door, like, what's up? Where's my kids at?
I left them with you.
I'm here to pick up my children.
We are fearful that the turkey is going to hold a grudge.
Oh, man.
No, we joke. I think that's going to happen.
Well, at some point, she's got to kind of give it up.
Well, maybe.
Whew. All right, well.
I hope so.
Okay.
Turkey said, I'm going to leave these eggs here. I'm going to go for a little dip in the pool. When I'm back, I'll get the eggs.
Damn. That's just. SBCA, they got to come to handle this.
Sounds
if
like
they don't
want to
do business, then we'll do business for them.
Okay, Hunter, but what do I tell them? Like, hey, there's a turkey terrorizing us?
Yes, get this turkey.
I'm being bullied by a turkey. Come help.
Come get this turkey away from my neighborhood.
Yeah, you can call animal control, I'm sure.
All right.
Once again, no disrespect, but they want to look out for the animals so much. All right, come get them.
Well, this has become hostile as well.
It is hot. It's very aggressive.
Yeah, no, this is not.
I feel like I'm in a gang war with a turkey.
Well, once again, she does believe that you got her kids.
My whereabouts can be verified. I was here with you.
We're not even mad at the turkey. I get it.
Like, if we put this on trial. But okay, you want it? Let's stick with the thing. My hands are clean on this one. Now, I'm not going to throw Katie under the bus if it's, you know, her versus the turkey.
Yeah.
I'm going to make it clear to this turkey.
Well, hey, the turkey dropped the egg.
The turkey did, and we have it on camera to prove, bro, you did this.
Yeah. Now, the other ones, I don't know.
I don't know how the other one.
I don't know what happened.
All I found was.
Yeah, we didn't know about a second one until like 5 minutes ago, pal.
I went to take the trash out and I saw broken shells everywhere. I was like, oh my, look, this is it. It was in a completely different part of the backyard than where they dropped the egg on camera.
Yeah.
I have to post the video she made. She made a video.
Wait, so you found shells of the second egg?
Yeah.
And no body, huh? or no yolk?
Can you? I'm not really sure. I'm not sure. I didn't see it, but that doesn't mean that others in the house did.
All right. Well, birds don't go to Casey's house. Turkeys stay away from Dam's house.
Yeah. Why don't you come over for a while? You hate birds.
I don't hate birds. I don't know why they. I didn't do nothing to those birds. I didn't do nothing to them.
I'd just be bad parenting.
Katie's stepdad had a terrific idea. He was like, hey, you should just trap the bird in a box and take it somewhere else. It's a terrific idea, Jack. Like,
trap the turkey?
Trap the turkey.
And no, if you do that, we got to like film it and all that.
Mind you, the turkey's like 6'7".
Yeah.
But I did think, all right, I'm listening. How can I get it to Gavin's house? That's all I kept thinking. He's like, how can I get this turkey either to Gavin's house or inside his car?
Now, and you also said it was Katie's stepdad who said that. Like, that's a good idea. You can go trap that turkey in a box.
What if we do D'Lo and Casey try to trap a turkey?
We'll do D'Lo trap a turkey.
We'll turn it into content.
D'Lo and Casey hire someone to trap a turkey.
Then we pull up next to Gavin's house. You jump out real quick. Throw the box out there. Get back in. We peel out after that.
And then throw the 500 Easter eggs.
Exactly,
all over
yeah.
That's good stuff.
Oh, man.
Good stuff. I'm all for it. We're talking Easter. Everybody have a good Easter?
Easter was good. We did a lot of stuff on Saturday. So we was at the park, Easter egg hunts on Saturday and all that other stuff. To your point, I was getting out of church. I don't want to say there's nothing better, but I really enjoy church services on Easter Sunday. Always good. People dressed really nice. Mm-hmm. The weather's usually good. Like, it's always a beautiful scene. So,
very good.
Went to church, and as we're getting out of church, we're like not even off of church grounds. We're walking to the car. Reese pulls up on his phone. Oh, man. OKC's leading 102-55. I said, all right, man. And it just angered me. The same thing happened last year. Because maybe that would have happened to the Kings, but I don't think so.
Yeah, Memphis won like the bad team lottery.
I think they all would have got their ass kicked by 60.
Yeah, like, you think so?
I don't think
so. I mean, now, granted, the Kings did lose multiple times.
They got beat down pretty good.
By a lot of points to the Oklahoma City
Thunder. Was the other? Well, the Warriors made it, so it was really
Mavericks.
Like, yeah, but I was thinking the four teams, but the Warriors made it.
So yeah, the Warriors were the Memphis, Dallas, best the of that lot. Yeah.
Whoever that is getting swept out the water.
I don't think the Kings are down 102-55, though.
That's tough, but it wouldn't have been close.
I felt this way last year, though, like with the Pelicans. I think the Pelicans got beat up in game one. They actually played really well in game two. But I was like, man.
We deserve nothing after losing to the Pelicans for six times.
No,
six
times. That's a fact.
You get nothing. You don't even get Easter Sunday.
The game was on repeat, too. Every time. Same game.
Right. Over and over and over.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call,
every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill it deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.